Welcome to episode 55 of the Uncle Hack podcast. That means we've been around for over a year. We started this podcast a year ago. And some of you continuously decide to listen to this. It's depressing, to say the least, to know that, you know, what do we get on views? I think it's like, am I even picking? Oh, okay, yeah, there we go. To know that I think we get like 1,200 views a week minimum on each video on YouTube, and it's like 3,000, 4,000 downloads in the first week of every episode. And it's depressing to know that that many people tune into this shit, you know? Like, what's wrong with you? Grow up. Get your shit together. Few things. Let's get it out of the way. This weekend, October 23rd, we will be at Good Times Comedy Club in Lethbridge, Alberta. Danger Cats on tour. Myself, Sam Walker, Brett Forte will be putting on a show. And we might have a secret guest spot for you for another comic. I'm not going to release his name. You got to come out and fucking see the show. Are you going to live stream it? No. You can't make it out. Whatever. If you don't have the balls to lie about a vaccine passport, don't come to the show. You know what I mean? If you don't have the balls to lie about that, what are we doing here? Why is that not picking up on my face? Oh my God. Oh, that. There we go. And then we are back in Calgary, October 24th. All right, October 24th at the Comedy Cave for another Danger Room. The Danger Room is back. A safe space for dangerous ideas. More stand-up comedy coming your way here in Alberta. Roast battle recap. Sam Walker in a parking lot roast battle on the weekend against another. My team got mopped up. Only one of us won. I got my ass kicked. I'm convinced that Brett fucking hacked my computer and knew everything that I was going to say. Unreal. You know? But that right there. First year comic. 7 year comic. All right? Quote unquote YouTuber, his words, not mine, versus a 7 year comic. I shouldn't be in the main event. You know? I shouldn't be. On paper I shouldn't be. But here I am. I'm like a bad itch. I'm like fucking ringworm, dude. You're never gonna get rid of me. I'm like that wart just hanging on your cock. I'm going nowhere. Alright? Once the AIDS fucking venom starts pumping through you, it ain't going nowhere. I'm always going to be around. I'm always going to be in your ear. It's like, you remember when you were nice to the handicapped kid in high school? And then all of a sudden he's always around, even the days that you didn't want him around. That's me. I'm the handicapped kid in high school. You can't get rid of me, Jack. Great battle all over, all around though. Great weekend. Excellent weekend for stand-up comedy. Sold out show at Yuck Yucks in Calgary. Who's doing it? Who's doing it? We are over here. The big dogs up in fucking Danger Cat Valley, whatever you want to call it. We're out there in the den, baby. We're cooking up fucking high heat. We're doing what all these pussy comics won't do. Putting on big shows. Oh, well, the cases are rising. What about all the people? Shut the fuck up. Quit making excuses because nobody wants to go to your show. All right? That's what's happening, Jack. We're out here putting 170 asses in some fucking seats.
Well, don't you think that's bad for COVID?
No. The only thing bad for comedy is you. We're skirting right past COVID.
Well, we can't get anybody to a show.
Because you suck. Okay? The boys bring the noise. Over here in fucking Outlaw Valley, we give a shit. We don't give a shit. Lie about your vaccine passport. Have a fake PCR test. We don't give a fuck. Come on through. Fuck these ass clowns in suits. Give a shit. I'm encouraging this. This is probably going to be... this is me getting arrested. This is my testimony to me getting arrested today. After just saying that, encouraging false information. Ooh. I give a fuck at this point. Do we even care? Is the mask thing, is it still a thing? What is going on? Is it over? You know? We're going into year two. We're ending year two, I should say. Going into year three. We still got this fucking mask. I'm over it. It's like having a psychotic girlfriend, that ex-girlfriend that just like keeps popping up in your life. You know, you think you got rid of her. You know, we had the summer. The summer was wide open. We're out there. You're like, fuck, the bitch is gone. I don't got to deal with her. With her no more. And then it's a Wednesday. You know, you're going out for chicken wings with the lads. Just picked up the boys. And what happens? You walk into the one pub, and who's sitting at the bar with her fucking other brain dead friend? And she sees you like, oh my God, I don't need a dollar. And like that, fuck. And that just so happens to open up the door, right? Because she's crazy. It's not so much COVID, it's the people fucking putting the rules and shit in place that are like a shitty ex. And you're supposed to just like, you're supposed to be nice about it. But at this point, you know, I feel people getting a little uneasy. I'm seeing it. Not in Canada though. Not here. We're like that. We're a cuck ex-boyfriend in Canada. Everywhere else is throwing rocks at fucking cops right now. I'm on YouTube last night. Aussies, some fucking cop attempts to mace this guy, right? And he's like, mm-mm, I don't like that. Picks up like a fucking one of those metal, you know, those metal water jugs that every white girl with a Vizco account had. Like, remember they were doing like the shit? One of them metal cock suckers probably weighs a good 2.5 pounds when it's full. He just pitches that prick right in this cop's face and dummies him. I'm like, well, yeah, you know, shouldn't have been a prick. Sucks to suck. That or maybe get a little better aim with your mace, pal. You would have dropped that prick if you hit him in the eyeballs, but you're fucking stupid. So you had to wear a metal fucking jar to your face. You're done. It's over. And everybody, well, why would you do that? See, why would you pull the pin on the mace? See, I wouldn't have had to throw a late ninth inning fastball to your mug if you just weren't a prick, you know? Not Canada, though. We don't got to worry about that here. Everybody in Canada is too retarded. That's the problem. Yeah, well, they'll figure it out. Listen, our leader did blackface 4.5 times, okay? I say 4.5 because I'm waiting for another one to pop up. We're still early in this game. You think this guy's got it figured out, you know? Not once have I looked at a jar of shoe polish and said, I think that deserves to be on my skin. I think I should paint myself up. That, and I've seen Aladdin enough that he's not African black. You know, this is the guy calling the shots for you right now. So I don't expect anybody here to have any wherewithal, any clue floating around inside their skull. Okay. It's hilarious at this point. It's laughable. I'm fucking, you know, I just want it to be over. It's not going to be over. It never will be over. Like I said, it's like that ex-girlfriend. Until the fucking bitch dies, you got to deal with it. You know? She's going to ruin every relationship in your future. It's so funny to watch. It's out of control. It's Tala Bananas is what it is. You know? It's goddamn Tala Bananas. Nobody wants to say jack shit about it. Oops. Oh, what's going on? I don't like that. Give me a second. Figuring out shit. There we go. Yeah. Watching that cop. Not because it's a cop. It's just funny when people try to be pricks and it bites them in the ass like instantly. Like that instant karma just hits you. You're like, I think I'm going to mace this guy that's just like standing here doing nothing. And he's like, oh, I don't think you should have did that. Well, why? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Oh, I'm a police officer. Bing. Out cold. Great pitch, by the way. Great pitch. Very, very fitting as the World Series is happening as well. Fucking awesome. This is going to get heavy for like 2 seconds, and then we'll go back to the funny. I got to say, you know what? Small town Canada, small town Alberta, small town Ontario, wherever the fuck you are, small town, okay? This is the difference between the two, all right? Small town anywhere, I should say. Anywhere with a sense of community, all right? There's nothing funny about what I'm about to say, so buckle up. And I'm not even going to attempt to try and make it funny because I don't know, not my cup of tea right now. But this is a state of the world. Cities and shit are a fucking hellfire. Homelessness is out of control. You know, everybody's drunk, beating the shit out of one another, screaming in the streets, you know, drug addictions through the roof, suicides are through the roof, there's like domestic violence is through the roof, people are losing houses, homes, cars, jobs because of decisions and being forced, all this shit. And then on top of it, you see this news article out of Philadelphia, as a woman was raped, people sat there and did fuck all. Filmed it, of all things, filmed it. You know, that's how fucked the world is right now in these bigger centers. So when somebody, this is like what drives me fucking insane. This isn't going to get funny at all. I'm just telling you right now, 0% of this is getting funny. You can get the giggle out of the way. But yeah, a woman gets raped on a train and nobody fucking does jack shit about it. Nobody steps to the plate. Nobody has a sense of like, that's not right. Maybe I should step in and do something. That's the state of the world. Nobody's there. Nobody has one another's back unless their agenda is filled first, right? Oh, I don't want to inconvenience my day because this person's having a bad day. Here's the difference, all right? My hometown, Tabor, Alberta. On the weekend, a man collapsed at the curling rink while they're, curling. And immediately, people jumped to the situation, CPR. Another woman ran to the hockey rink to get the paddles to shock him back to life. And it was no thinking. It was just necessary on what needed to be done at that moment in time. That's small town, okay? That's small town. That's community. That's people working together to achieve a goal and having a good place to live in. But then again, you have these cities. Something like that happens in Philadelphia. Nobody steps to the plate, and then everybody wants to jump to the media. Oh, I can't believe nobody. It's not surprising because everybody that you run into in these places doesn't want to be inconvenienced one bit. Oh, I got shit to do. You know? That's what I notice. That's why I like being a small town kid in a big city, because you're able to recognize this. Not too many times when you offer help, it's accepted, right? It's just how it is. When there's been numerous times, I'm not saying I'm the fucking greatest man on the planet, but if I see somebody, this person's having a little bit of a struggle with what they're trying to accomplish, like an old woman loading her groceries. You know, hey, would you like a hand? No, thank you. Okay. Just thought I'd offer. Little things like that make a massive difference. And you see this in bigger centers. Like, I don't see it. Maybe there is good people, but you'd never see it, you know? It's funny, because as these fucks walk down the street, they'll be talking about world issue. Oh, I can't believe nobody wants to believe in trans rights. And they'll step over top of a man laying in the street strung out on fucking crack cocaine or whatever it may be. Maybe it's just a mental illness, but they'll walk by with their nose in the air. Could be just somebody down on their fucking luck. And somehow, whatever agenda can make them look better, sound better, and feel better about themselves, because it's always about yourself in this world, you know? So if you're from a small town and somebody's always like looking down upon you because, oh, you're a redneck, you're a redneck, you're a redneck. Oh, you like trucks? You must be a redneck. You must be a piece of shit. You must be a fucking racist. Just remind them, you know, look at your community compared to my community. Last I checked, there's no homeless dudes walking around my town strung out on fucking heroin, screaming at the sky because God didn't allow them to have dreadlocks when they were 13. Time for a little ad read. DangerCatShop.com. Every order will be entered to get the Chili Willy beer box. That's right. End of the month, we will be making a draw for the beer fridge that we have sitting here. The Chili Willy beer box. Every order will be entered to win this son of a bitch. Eh? Isn't that exciting? Yeah, whatever, hack. Yeah, fucking. Use the code PODCAST69 to get 15% off your order today. Patreon.com/DangerCat69. We got this week on the exclusive episode one of the best comics probably out of Canada. Actually, probably. He definitely is one of the best comics out of Canada. He's super rad. Had him on the podcast, Nick McQuick. He's toured all over Europe, the United States, all over Canada. Super, super funny guy. He's a Jewish fella from the Yukon. Hey, a red-headed Jewish fella from the Yukon. Not too many of those floating around, right? Am I right or am I right? Patreon.com/DangerCats69. Exclusive episode is waiting for you today. You know? Remind them that. You know? That when somebody in your community, like what happened in my community, my hometown of Tabor, Alberta, when somebody was in distress and needed help in that situation, dropped, had a heart attack, and people were immediately there to sustain life by giving this man CPR immediately. Another person instinctively knew to run and get, what the fuck are those paddles called? I can't remember what they are. But anyways, to give the shock, bring this guy back to life. Those people weren't there, that man dies, right? That man dies. Numerous times in Edmonton, you know, there is homelessness, obviously bigger center. There's probably going to be more issues. I get that. But in a smaller center, smaller town, community, whatever the fuck you want to call it, village, a hamlet, you're forced to deal with one another every single goddamn day. So you get to know one another. You get a sense of one another. You gotta work together to make the community a great place to live. Here in Edmonton, obviously for what I want to do in life, I can't accomplish that goal right now by being in that town. But I don't know. I talk a lot of shit on Tabor. I make fun of Tabor a lot, but I'm from there. It's my shithole. You understand? It's my shithole. It's my people. I enjoy these people. I have nothing bad to say. Sure, it's boring as fuck. It might be the most boring place on the planet, but it's little things like that that make me proud to be where I'm from, and I'm glad, and I always, you know, I always say I'm from there first. I'm from Southern Alberta. I'm from Southern. Oh, you must be a racist. You must be a racist. Yeah, well, what can you project more into the world to make yourself feel better, look better to everybody else, even though deep down inside you don't have none jack shit to make yourself a good person. I don't know. It just drives me insane, the psychology and the way of thinking and the thought process inside these concrete fucking jungles. You know what I mean? It's a stress test. It's a boilermaker. You're put in here with all types of personalities, human beings, and we're forced to interact and live with one another, but nobody wants to live with one another. And, nobody wants to, you know, treat your neighbor like a neighbor. And I'm just saying, you know, what happened down there was fucking awesome. I just want to give a shout out to that town. You know, I just want to say, like, that with all the bad news that's circulating through the media and all this shit that's happening, it was just good to see something fucking wholesome. You know, you're like, oh, did you wear your mask? Did you get your vaccine? You can't go to work if you don't have your vaccine. And if you can't go to work, you might lose your house and your car, and your wife might leave you and take the kids and move back to fucking Saskatchewan, where she's originally from, with her parents, because, you know, that's where she's wanted to be this whole time. She now has an opportunity. You could lose everything, you piece of shit, because you don't want to get a vaccine. You don't want to get a vaccine. And you can't say jack shit to anybody, because then they're like, oh, you think a different way than what social media is telling you? You have a thought inside your head? You maniac. What does it feel like on the dark side? I hope you suffer 1,000 deaths, you piece of shit. You know? That's what it seems like. You bring up an opinion that is whatever, slightly off from your buddy, and now all of a sudden you're not allowed to, like, go over and eat chicken wings in a garage, you know, no more. You're not allowed. Oh, you know, my wife fucking, you know, like, my wife says if you're not vaccinated, you can't come over, bud. Fuck, sorry. Unreal. Destroying people, you know, you're losing friends, you know, relationships that you've had for 30 fucking years because the government, did you know the government told you to get a stab in the arm so that way you can go put your body to the ultimate test of waking up day after day of going through a grueling process of running a shovel? This is about your health. I'm losing my mind. This podcast is getting worse and worse every episode, you know? But it's true, dude. Fuck. I'm so tired of it. I'm so sick of fucking stupid ass people.
I can't. Well, what do you mean? What do you mean you got a different opinion than somebody else?
Because that's just how it is. That's how this shit goes, you know? It makes us all unique. But God forbid, put your phone down for a fucking second. Accumulate your own fucking thought. I don't know if that's the right word. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. I'll quit clicking that. It's probably annoying. Yeah. I don't know, man. It was just good to see that. Good, wholesome shit coming out of my hometown. That was rad as fuck. That's all I got to say. And I'm stoked that I'm able to go back down there and rip a show this Saturday in Lethbridge. It's going to be awesome. I love it down there, man. I know, like, Lethbridge is having its hiccups right now with the whole, what do you call them fucking things? Or the safe injection site, you know? That's a great idea. that's a fucking awesome idea. That's like, when is being progressive, like, too progressive? It's like, you know, like, we're accepting of everybody. Well, that's why we're going to give you a place to shoot heroin. A safe place to shoot heroin. You know? We do all these things to, like, try to make people not do hard drugs. I get it. some of the best music comes from it, but I don't think anybody's loaded up their six-string acoustic guitar and heading to Lethbridge, Alberta to chase a music career and shoot heroin in a safe injection site there. Not really the most... it's not the Nashville of Canada, you know? God almighty. I don't know. But I'm stoked to go back, dude. I'm pumped up, bro. Might even fuck around and get hammered. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe go back out to them old stomping grounds and see what the pulse of the city's like. You know? Go to a nightclub or two. I might see what's up. I might fuck around and shake my dick. I don't know. I'm crazy like that now, dude. I was laughing at myself today thinking about it and being like, you know, it's like, dude, being single in your 30s would suck. You know, like, I know, like, a lot of people are, oh, what the fuck, dude, if I'm single and I'm happy. Are you? I'm not saying, like, every relationship is the best relationship you've ever been in or, like, what you're currently going through right now. But as, like, a younger dude, I get so pissed when I see, like, young guys married at 21. I'm like, fuck, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? That's prime real estate right there, you know? Like, if I could go back, I wouldn't be fucking around like that, dude. Fuck. It's a guy thing, too. You know, I don't know what it's like the acceptance. You just want to feel that love. Like you just want to feel it, but you don't want it all the way. You know what I mean? Like you don't want all that cute, bubbly shit. You don't want the female version of love is totally different than the dude version of love. It is, you know, a dude version of love is like, yeah, man, she's like quiet all the time. We don't argue. It's great. She's kind of there, you know? Like, you're like, oh, yeah, nice. Oh, my babe's home. Huh. Well, that's nice. You know, that's that. Like, no guy I know, like, does the rose petals and all that shit. I did it, like, once. This is what ruined it for me, okay? I was one of those guys. I did it for my first ever, like, long-term girlfriend. I was trying to be nice guy, right? I haven't tasted the fucking anger that I had. Like, I had it deep down. And so I also grew up without a father. So anybody that gave me attention, I was like, fuck yeah, this is sick. Don't hate this. This is nice. This is wonderful, you know? Mom's working, she's doing her thing, working night shift at the chip factory, so I had a lot of time to fucking sit there and think. And then when somebody's willing to give you attention and like hug you and be like, you're great, and tell you these things that are all lies, I know I'm not great, I'm a scumbag, okay? I am a scumbag. The things that I say and do are things that scumbags say and do. I'm well aware of that. I'm not going to deny it, but I was, you know, you're so fixated on like making sure that this person is just like, oh, what is love? You read some stupid article. I was going to say watch some stupid YouTube video, but that didn't exist when I was growing up. There was like a little bit of YouTube, but we didn't go there. That wasn't like our whole world like it is now, you know? So you'd like read one of her stupid Cosmopolitan fucking articles that doing cute shit will fucking, I don't know, convince her that fucking you in the backseat of your 1984 Honda Civic hatchback is a great idea, right? No article said this, but they all were living these high, luxurious fucking New York lifestyle lives. And here I am in buttfuck Alberta trying to be cute boy, you know? So, I remember doing some cute shit, trying to win her over, right? And then she ended up making out with some dude at the bar, and it just like crushes you. You know, you're like, why I put so much effort into this? And then that's when the cold reality of the world starts like settling in, and you're starting to like take out that boyish shit, and you're like, oh fuck, you know, I'm not a playful child anymore. God almighty, I gotta like do things I don't want to do all the time. What the fuck, you know? And that love, like the whole idea of love for dudes, you know? Because, like, let's be real, we can talk about this, gents. The whole idea of love for a fella is totally different than a female's, you know? Our idea of love is, like, for instance, me, I enjoy just, I'm really into just, like, hanging at home in silence. I don't know why. I used to be one of these guys that I had FOMO all the time, like I was missing out on something. All the time, man. I'd see some shit of, you know, your homeboy's out, and you're like, fuck, I could be out, you know? But now I'm like, eh, and I don't really want to do that. I don't really want to do that. I'm pretty comfortable right now. And it's just like having, I feel like you'll understand once I explain like the situation where I am and where I was like very content and I enjoyed it, right? So I'm watching, I can't remember, whatever game on Sunday, right? I'm watching some football. I got my feet up. I'm relaxing. I got the sweats on. It's 2 p.m., 3 p.m. Can't remember whatever time it was exactly and who gives a shit. But I'm relaxing. And finally, like, I clued in after having, like, 20, 30 minutes of uninterrupted thoughts. I was like, what the fuck? I look over, old lady's just fucking around on her iPad, just, like, reading things, looking at dog pictures or whatever, what new dog she's going to rescue this week. You know? Oh, we should get this one. Ah, whoa, no, no. You already got one that's, like, slowly dying. Stop. All right? Let's worry about putting this one in the grave before we get a new one. And then I stopped and thought to myself, I looked out of the corner of my eye because I didn't want to like draw any attention to myself, right? Because it was peaceful. And I thought, well, isn't this just fucking awesome? God, I love it when she's just in her zone, doing her own thing, watching shit. Leaving me the fuck alone, you know? I thought to myself, God damn, I love her. You know, I thought that. Where, like, the flip side of that is love is like you want to, for women, they try to include us in all this fucking shit that we don't want to be involved in. Like smelling candles at a Winners, you know what I mean? You don't want to be doing that. There's a million, I could list so much other shit that I'd rather be doing than smelling candles in Winners. But here you are, you gotta like pretend like you give a shit. You know? This is them thinking that like this is love. This is how relationships are supposed to go. We're supposed to include each other in everything that we like to do. And I like candles, so I just figured I would drag you off the couch on your favorite day to watch sports, which is Sunday, and then we'll go down and we can pick a candle together. We can pick a candle together. You know what I mean? Like, these are the things. Every guy has been through this, right? You've dated somebody who's brought you to like a fucking Bed Bath and Beyond. Winners seems to be a hot spot for these goddamn things. And what's that other? I can't remember. Or always like a bookstore. The bookstore. Let's go to Chapters. Indigo. Let's go to Indigo. I need a new candle for the bathroom. And you got to smell like 19 of them and they all smell the same. Like, oh, this one's autumn. Oh, autumn smelt the same as fucking spring. What's the difference here? Pick one. You're going to burn the fuck out of it and drag me here in another 4 goddamn months because that's how long it takes for those fucking things to burn. So why don't you buy autumn and spring at the same fucking time and then we don't have to come here for 6 months. 6 to 8 months, I don't got to come back here. How does that sound? You know, in your head, that's what you're thinking. You're like, fuck. I already know we're going to come back here in the spring and be like, oh, I just need a nice autumn candle. I need an autumn candle for the entryway. The fuck? Give a fuck about candles. I want to be watching the Packers play the Arizona Cardinals right now. That's what I want to be fucking doing. But here I am. This is turquoise turtles. Sea salt and vinegar. Oh, yeah. This is turquoise. This one's called turquoise. Does it smell? It smelled the same as the fucking sea salt. Flip a coin. That's what I want to be watching is the fucking coin flip on television right now. But I can't. I'm sitting here smelling the shit out of fucking things that we're going to burn. And like, you're just trying to stay calm in the inside. Losing your mind. You're just like, yeah, honey. Smells great. I'm sure it's going to make a massive difference in the entryway that nobody fucking walks through that comes to visit us. You know? Nobody visits us. Nobody comes to the house. Why do I care? You know? You're losing it. And I get it. I get it why some guys just like fucking fall over dead because that's it. That's the shit you get drug out. But that's love to them, you know? You never want to do anything with me anymore because I don't want to fucking... I've smelled every candle in the store 7 fucking times, you know? You've gave me 7 candles. I've smelt them. They smelt the same as the last one. What about this hand soap? There's always this fascination of like, smell this, smell this. I don't give a fuck what anything smells like. Look at me. I look like I smell bad, okay? All the time. And most times I do. Most of my friends reek of motor oil and mixed gasoline. Those are the smells I'm used to. Not fucking turquoise in the summer. What about this? This is pumpkin spice. Autumn fall soap. Doesn't it smell nice? It always smells. What is this? Women in smells. I gotta write that down. There's a bit there somewhere. Go fucking bananas all the time. You just smell. Doesn't it smell nice? This is your idea of fun? God almighty. Can't you drag another one of you brain dead fucking females out with you and you guys can go smell the whole store 3 times over without me bitching? Oh, you're always on your phone. Because the game's on. Why are you on your phone? We're in Bed Bath & Beyond. Body Works or whatever the fuck it is. Why are you on your phone? And it's always like right then too. You're like, you know, you open up the phone and I'm a big Twitter guy. I like Twitter. A little more X-rated on there. And then you get like a video. It'd be like the Taliban is now banning female thoughts. And you're like, holy shit. Like, I get why. I can see why. The timing is impeccable on my Twitter feed right now of like you showing me a video of like 379 men throwing rocks at a woman that read a book, you know? And you're thinking to yourself, maybe they do have something good going on over there, you know? You just, I don't know. I bet you none of those guys go and smell candles for an hour and a half. Wouldn't mind being in their shoes. Wouldn't mind... I wouldn't mind smelling the smoke off my fastball with a nice chunk of graphite, you know? I throw some high heat, you know? Instead, I could be watching Aaron Rodgers air out 75-yard field goals, touchdowns. But I'm here filling my nostrils full of scents I could give a shit about. God damn. God. Same with dreams. I've been getting hit with the dream talk a lot lately. Oh, I just had the craziest dream, and then you're locked in for a 15-minute bad story. I never have any, like, cool dreams, you know?
This is the one I'll. This is how well I listen. But this is the one I had to sit through today. I just had the craziest dream, and I'm like, oh God, already. I just got out of the shower, and I'm getting hit with a dream story. Shit. I just had the craziest dream. I dreamt that I was running up a mountain and my friend yelled at me and then she rolled down the hill and it just went on and on and on. And then it ended with like, yeah, and then it ended up that Andy was mad at me. Okay. This is 15 minutes of my life I'll never get back because I listened to your thoughts, like what your eyes generate inside your skull as they're moving around frantically as you're unconscious, right? You probably hit total REM and now you're waking up and telling me about this fucking dream. I had this dream. Yeah, and I you want to know what I'm dreaming about right now, honey? I'm dreaming that a fucking plane comes through this house and strikes me in the skull. I want the nose of the plane to hit me square in the forehead. That's what I'm dreaming about right now. And I hope an explosion just boom and just disintegrates my body as I stand here. You know, and the last thought going through my fucking head is like, thank God this fucking plane came through the window and hit me in the skull. You know, I hope it kabooms and really makes sure I'm completely eradicated off this planet. That's what I'm thinking right now. That's a dream. That's a dream, right? Dreams come true. Do dreams ever come true? I really hope that a dream comes true because that plane would feel really good right now. Oh man. Fucking crazy. Smelling candles. How many times? That's the idea of like sharing moments. I don't want to share moments, you know. That's like when I see young guys married so young, I just think to myself, you're already going through that, you know? Years and years down the road. And it's like, well, you know, you just gotta. That's the key to a great marriage is just working together. Oh, shut up. We don't want to hear any of that. Oh. 0% of us want to sit there and listen to you try to explain to us, your fellow fucking males, that how great your marriage is. You know, that's just like things you don't talk about. When you first start dating somebody, though, I will say this, you get stoked. You'll be like, yeah, dude, she's great. We're going through the Burger King fucking drive-thru. She blew me while I ordered her a Whopper, dude. I think I love this bitch. That's the idea of love. Yeah, she sucked me off in the drive-thru. She's wild. She's out of control. And that right there, gotcha. Gotcha. See, they front-end load their contract, right? They front-end load their contract. They're like, I'm going to do all this wild shit, get it out of the way. If we're looking at it in, like, sports contracts, yeah, their payout in the early happens, right? They're like, we're going to give you all this shit, you know, all this incentives. That's another good one. I gotta write this shit down. Front end loaded contract. And then as yours, you know, like you're looked at as an old vet trying to produce rookie numbers that you just enter, you know, you entered into the league. She's like, well, you know, you said you would score 20 goals a season. And, meanwhile, like you've stayed consistent this whole time. You're like, yeah, no, well, I don't know. Maybe you pay the rent. Whatever it is you do that you hold your bargain up. You're funny. You know, you're consistently funny. You're always making her laugh. You used to make her laugh, but then her sense of humor changed drastically over the years. You know, she's like, yeah, no, I'll front it. I'll get everything out and done with in like 1 to 2 years. And you're supposed to stay like consistent for 5 years. And that's why we always go for a rookie. You know, you want a rookie on your team. Somebody excited, has some spunk. You want to keep getting blown
in a Burger King drive-thru. So what do? You gotta go to the draft every year. I'm sorry. It just, these are the things that we go through. These are the decisions that we make. You know, you get the old dog. You got a grizzly old vet on your team. You've been married for 15 years, and sometimes you go to the draft and you secretly draft somebody to your farm team. She doesn't know that she's on the farm team and might get a call up one day, and that's the way it goes sometimes. I feel like I talk about this way too much. But it is. It's weird. I like these videos I've been coming across. They've been hitting me with them on like TikTok or some shit. And it's always like this guy's just like cornering these women. It's like, it's basically watching Gary Vee slam dunk on fucking the college kids that are pretty much retarded. But this guy just like corners women on the street and just hits them with these questions where they just walk themselves into the corner. And like, you know, you can tell me like, all right, you got me, you motherfucker. You got me. Now turn that fucking camera off now. You can see the anger building up inside these females because he'll hit them and be like, why do you think that men, whatever, or why do you think that women always fucking do something? And then they have this long, elaborated answer that proves his point, you know, without him having to say it. And then he'll like hit him with a slam dunk and be like, well, why is it that women will take away sex in a relationship if they don't get what they want? And she'll be like, well, has her answer and be like, so basically all you bring to a relationship is sex. And then you can just see their faces just go, okay. All right. Good point. What are you trying to say? You just see them getting pissed, like the inner core of them is on fire, and they're like screaming. They are like us at the candle smelling session. You're like inside your own head, like fuck, and that's her when they get checkmated like that. Fuck, are you serious? This son of a bitch, and he had to do it in front of my goddamn boyfriend. Great, now he's gonna be thinking, thanks a lot, dickhead. Now I got him over here questioning everything. I had this moron on the ropes. He was about to propose to me here and buy me a $35,000 fucking ring. And now you got his noodle spinning over there. And I got to spend 7 more weeks of acting like a psychopath and playing mind manipulation games with him to make him think that he's lesser than me. But now you just made him realize that all I am is a fuck piece to him. And he is going to use that to his advantage. You fucking prick. It's funny as hell watching it go down. It's so funny to watch it, you know? The shit, like dudes, younger dudes, I'm telling you. First off, travel. Travel. Go see some shit. Get the fuck out of your hometown and go and experience some other places on the goddamn planet. I know, well, it's coronavirus. I don't give a fuck. Hop in your truck and drive to a different city. Go places. Experience some new fucking food. New culture. New music. Whatever it is, just be open-minded and go check some shit out because it's fucking sweet out there. Secondly, be as wild as you possibly can in your younger years. I encourage this. I'm not saying do some dumb shit to get you locked up for 4 to 5. I'm saying go out, experience, do some crazy shit. Go skydiving, you know? Go skydiving. Go shoot fucking RPGs in Cambodia. Go do this shit. Get it out of your system because I'll tell you what. 30 will creep up on you real quick and you start looking at your younger years and these younger folks. This is what I do a lot is I see these young bucks and I'm glad that I see them having fun, but I encourage them to get out there and experience the world. Just get a grasp on how other people live, how other people think, you know, have an understanding. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Like, you know,
Nothing lasts forever, as gay as that sounds. Get out there. You don't have to be married by 22. If that's what you want, by all means. Everybody's different. Mormons. But I'm saying, don't let... If you feel like you're trapped in a relationship, fucking leave. Fucking leave. I wish somebody would have sat me down and said, like, dude, whatever you think is right, it could be. But, like, if you're unhappy, if you can't be yourself and have the freedom to go out and be yourself, and you're constantly in arguments with your significant other, if you're constantly feeling like, you know, you're under this stress or this anxiety to impress them, leave. Impress yourself. Fuck. Drives me nuts. I get asked... No fan question today. I don't know why I'm slacking. The exclusive episode this week is great. We got a fellow comedian, Nick McQuick, on the show. So I do highly recommend checking out that episode. He's sick with it. He's a super funny guy. He's a veteran comic and probably one of the best in the city. But I'm just saying, like... I totally diverted off that because it's a fan question, but I get like, hey man, my fucking girlfriend, so many goddamn times that I could answer so many of these questions just by saying, like, fucking put yourself first, your career second, and her third. You do that you will be happy. Never put another human being in front of you, okay? Your fucking overall well-being matters more than anybody else first, okay? Don't be a dickhead about it, or don't be a fucking ignorant cunt. But I'm just saying, if you're not well, mentally or physically, sort that shit out before you start dragging somebody else into your world, you know? Secondly, get your career in order. Get out there. Experience new things. Try new jobs before you try and, like, bring somebody else in and take care of them. Because if you can't take care of yourself, the fuck you trying to do take care of someone else? Thirdly, this whole I need to be in a relationship, and I know I said earlier, I'd be like, yeah, being single when you're 30 just kind of, it would suck. Dude, it would suck. Because most dudes... are in relationships, you know? So that's what you're dealing with. And most dudes that are in relationships are mellow, you know? Most are not mellow. Their plans change all the time. And, you know, fucking, oh, I got to go do this. And trying to get everybody together, you just kind of get content in life and, like, making an effort to see everybody. If you're the single friend, it's difficult to maneuver around. You kind of feel like a dipshit. Your single friends are dwindling. Everybody's getting married, or they're long-term relationships. They go traveling with their partner. They go fucking skiing with their partner. So doing things with friends is always on the back burner. It's tough to get the band back together. So put yourself first. Go out there, experience some shit, you know? I wouldn't be where I am today without fucking taking risks, taking challenges, and running at them head first. I've lost people. You're going to lose people. It's the way this goes. That's life, my friend. Not everything is going to stay the same, and be ready for it when it comes time to change. And just accept it. Fucking... some of you are so uptight and, like, how everything needs to be regimented. Roll with the punches, man. You never know what's going to come your way if you don't put yourself out there. Worry about yourself first, your career second, and any sort of relationship after that third. That's what I say. That's what I fucking say. Don't get worked up over fucking, you know, stupid little situations. I don't know. I feel for you, dogs. I feel for you. This episode wasn't so much funny. It was just kind of like me getting some shit off my chest. But it's true. You know, you go through these things as a young man and you're trying to figure out where do I go? What do I do? How do I express myself? How am I heard? But you got to hear yourself first. What's bothering you most right now?
Is it money? Is it your relationship? Is it, you could change all this shit. You're not stuck. A lot of people feel stuck all the time. Like, I have to stick with this person, even though this person is awful for me, you know? This person doesn't lift me up and make me feel great about myself. There's somebody out there. Dude, there's a lot of fucking people in this world. And to think that just one person can satisfy every single one of your needs or wants or, you know, your emotional stability, your mental stability, to keep you moving forward and progressing as a human being is fucking absurd. You know, go back to what happened in my hometown. It took 3, 4, 5, fuck, I don't know how many people to get the job done, you know? But you got to be willing to give to get. That's the only advice and, like, what I've been through in my life. And I haven't been through the worst of worst situations, you know? Could have been better, yes. Could have been a lot worse, of course. I'm just saying that don't feel like you're stuck, okay? I know this is a very wild time for us to be living in, and I know that a lot of people feel scared about the future. They don't know what it withholds. I know there's a lot of rules that you're supposed to be swallowing, and just you're supposed to act a certain way. You're supposed to think a certain way. You're supposed to present yourself a certain way now. You're supposed to just agree, nod your head, and yes, master. Yes, master. And that's not the case. Too many of us on the planet, we got to work together to achieve the end goal. And no matter what you see in the news, no matter what you read on your fucking phone or what your neighbor thinks, you still have to work together to accomplish a bigger goal. And by not understanding one another, whether it be like your stance on the vaccine passport or racism or sexuality, whatever it is, if we don't have an understanding for one another, then we just have anger for one another. And that's all we're seeing right now is people screaming at one another. And the division between neighbors, families, friends is fucking absurd to me, you know? All because these pussies that put on suits, they put on fucking ties and they go and make rules up. They are now causing us as people to be divided. And once we all understand, right? Once we all fucking understand and we can wrap our heads around that we are a lot stronger and a lot more efficient when we are banded together going against the wealthy, going against the government or these mandates or whatever it is. I don't care where you stand on it, but you, my friend, are meant to be free. You're meant to be a human being. You're meant to go out there and experience life and live it to the absolute fucking fullest. And you can't do that because every day you're told that you're bad. You're bad if you don't do this. You're going to go to jail. You're going to get fined. You're a scumbag if you don't think this way. We're going to cancel you and ruin your fucking life. Everything that you've worked hard for because you have a different opinion than somebody else, that is terrifying to know that that's where we're at as people, you know, that we'll strip somebody away from their success, their work ethic, and completely disregard or even take the time to understand where they're coming from, you know, and that goes both ways. That's a two-way street, but just to see people fighting amongst one another rather than when the fight is against people that sit in the office and they think that they know what's best for you, and that's false. So if you are feeling lost and you're feeling alone, dude, you gotta prop yourself up first a little bit here. You know? You gotta want to change. You gotta want to be a part of something. I totally went off the rails on that. I'm sorry. But that's just, I think a lot of people are feeling that, man. I think a lot of people are just, they're trying to figure out where they fit into society right now, and they don't know where they do. I think that, you know, by having a different opinion, by, you know, being, quote unquote, a little bit of an outlaw and being outspoken, and thinking differently than somebody else, that they feel like they're being left out, you know? And we shouldn't be doing that to one another. I don't believe in it one bit. I am totally against these rules and mandates and all this shit that's being shoveled down your throat over and over and over again because it's causing such a division between people. You're seeing fights in the streets. Violence is through the fucking roof. It's insane. It's insane. It's fear tactics to make you feel lesser than who you are. You know? It's fucked. I know this wasn't really a serious episode. This isn't serious at all. I was not serious one bit right there, you know? But I don't know. I just feel like somebody needs to say it, you know? Like, the division between people is just, I don't know. It irritates me. It does. You know, like when you see things like that, what happened in Philadelphia, that a woman gets raped on a goddamn train and nobody can step to the plate and do anything. You fucking cowards, you lowlife, you scumbags, you know, to sit there and watch that happen right in front of your eyes and all you do is film it. All you did was film it. What? And then the flop side of that, you know, a feel-good story out of my hometown where you know, what happened, and they saved a man's life. So that's the difference, man. There it is. It's clear-cut that when we are banded together, we are much stronger, much smarter, and much more powerful than any of these fucks that put on a stupid fucking tie and think they know what's best for you. They don't. They don't. They don't know. They don't have a fucking clue. They're pawns in the goddamn game. The corporations are so deep into their pockets that wealthy individuals control the narrative of what's happening. And there's a wealth shift right now that's happening. You can feel it, man. You can feel poverty coming down the pipeline. There's going to be a food shortage. Gas is going through the roof. It's getting more difficult to buy houses, you know? So by us banding together, we're much stronger than these fucks will ever be. Keep that in mind the next time you want to yell at somebody because of their politics or their fucking religion, their sexuality, how they look, or what they think and feel. Have a conversation instead of using words out of anger. Use words of empathy and try and put yourself in their shoes and talk about what they and get a better understanding of where they come from. That's all I'm saying. It sounds fucking gay. I know it does. It sounds super gay, but I don't know. You tell me what we need to do and I'll fucking do it, okay? Have a good night and thank you for listening to the Uncle Hack Podcast.